The sixth parak is a follow-up of the prior parak where we discussed what animals can and cannot wear when there's no Eruv, and now we're talking about people. What can people wear and what can they not wear when there is no Eruv? And on a high level, there are going to be three classifications, three categories of items. Number one is clothing. Clothing, typically no problem wearing it on Shabbos, even when there's no Eruv. That's not considered carrying. And same thing with jewelry. Jewelry is decorative, not a problem wearing jewelry on a deraisa level. However, Chazal decreed out of a concern primarily that somebody may take off a piece of jewelry, primarily a woman, take off a piece of jewelry and sew it to a friend and come to carry it for Amos. So they decreed in certain circumstances, even though you can wear jewelry, but certain items were prohibited rabbinically. And then the third category are functional items that on a deraisa level you can't even carry them, you can't wear them on Shabbos, and it would be an Isser D'oraisa if somebody would go out with them. So we are going to delve into all these issues in this parak. We're going to start out weaving back and forth between women and men. We're going to talk in the first parak about items that Mi'ikar Adin D'oraisa women can wear, but Rechazal instituted they should not. And then Mishnah Beis is going to be the same about men. And then we're going to go back in Mishnah Gimel to women and discuss various items that on a D'oraisa level cannot be worn, cannot be taken out. And then we're going to go back to men and say as well on a D'oraisa level, and we're going to take it from there. The second half of the parak is going to focus on items indeed that are permitted to go out with on Shabbos. So Mishnah Aleph, B'mei Isha Yotza, B'mei Ina Yotza, what can women go out with, what can they not go out with? Lo Seitze Isha, Lo Bechute Tzemer, V'lo Bechute Pishna, V'lo Beretzua Shebrosha. Women used to braid into the hair various items for decoration. So the Mishnah says, don't go out with those. And it talks about three, chutei tzemer, strings of wool, strands of wool that were woven into the hair, v'lo b'chutei tzemer, or of linen, or biritzua, straps on her head. Concern here is, v'lo, it's explained right in the mishva, lo sitbol bahen ad shetirapen. There's a halacha that a woman, when she goes to mikvah, she is not permitted to tovel in the mikvah unless she loosens these items from her hair. Otherwise, it's a chatzitza. Otherwise, it's a blockage. It doesn't count as going into the mikvah. So the concern is, because she's not able to tovel it without loosening it, she may actually come to carry it. She may come to take them out of her hair and carry that on Shabbat. So don't even put them in your hair on Shabbos. That's rabbinically prohibited. V'lo betotefes, don't go out with a headband. She may come to show somebody that headband and carry it. V'lo besanbutin, and also same thing with the headbangle. But bizman sheina tfurim, the condition was, if you had the headband and the headbangles and they were not sewn into her hat, then you have a concern. She may come to carry them. If they're sewn into her hat, and we'll see this later in the parak, then it was not a problem wearing them on Shabbos. Continuing, v'lo bakavul, a kavul is a decorative piece of clothing she would wear on her forehead, so you can't wear that into Rishus HaRabim. She may come to carry it. V'lo bi'ir shazav, it's a tiara. They used to wear tiaras that looked like Yerushalayim, a gold tiara. You may come to carry that. V'lo b'katla, not a choker. V'lo b'miznizami, not nose rings. V'lo b'tabat, sheina le'achosam, and not a ring that does not have a stamp. In the time of Chazal, it was much more common. They had these rings that used to stamp things. For example, nowadays you have an attorney who has a stamp, so he stamps documents. So they used to have on the rings a stamp. So it's talking about a ring that was decorative. It wasn't a functional item. We'll see later in the parak that if it was a functional item, it's an Isser D'oraisa. So we're just talking about rabbinically, even though this is a decorative item, it's a ring, it doesn't have a stamp, it's not functional, still we're concerned you may come to carry it, so don't wear it all on Shabbos. V'lo mamachat she'ena nekuva, even a decorative machat, a decorative needle, for example, a woman would stick a needle into her hat as decoration, it doesn't have a hole in it, in other words, it's not functional, it's not a sewing item, it's not a sewing needle, nonetheless, we're concerned she may come to carry it. V'im yatzas, in all these situations, if she would go out with these items, eina chayev es chatas, she wouldn't be chayev a chatas, in other words, it's not an iser deor Raisa, it's an Isser D'Rabban on all these items. Now we're going to go Mishnah Beis. When were men, what items were men prohibited rabbinically to wear, even though on a D'Raisa level it was permitted? Lo yoytze ha'ish, b'sandal ha'mesumar, a man should not go out with sandals that have nails coming out of them, because something happened, it was a decree of Chazal, don't wear them on Shabbos, like cleats with nails coming out of them. V'lo b'yachid, b'zman she'en baraglo makan, don't go out wearing one shoe when you don't have a wound on the other shoe so people can see why you're wearing only one shoe. Why? Because you may get embarrassed and you may come to carry that one shoe if you're only wearing one. So continuing, v'lobet tefillin, a similar concern, don't go out with tefillin. You may come to need to use the bathroom and take them off and carry them. V'lobet kameya shbizman sheino minamucha, a kameya is an amulet. They used to have amulets made up, for example, forever, refuah shalema. If it was made by a non-expert, they may come to take it off and carry it. An expert, you wouldn't come to take it off and carry it. V'lobet shirion, v'lobet kasta, v'lobet magafayim. These are articles of war, but they're worn on you. So effectively, they're clothing, but don't wear it. Don't wear shirion as an armor. Don't wear a kasta as a helmet. It's also a bike helmet nowadays. V'lobet magafayim, leg plates. The concern here, because this is clothing, the concern here is a maris ayin. People may think that you're going out to war. V'im yatza, and all these items, if you did wear them, eino chayav chatas, you wouldn't have to bring a korban chatas. It is a derabanan iser, not a deraisa. Now we're going to Mishnah Gimel, when women were prohibited on a deraisa level to wear certain items. Lo seise isha b'machat hanikuva. She can't go out with a sewing needle. That's a functional item. That's real carrying. That's deraisa. V'lo betabat sheisha le'achosim, and they'll go out with a ring that has a sign on it that you can seal with it. That's a functional item. That's not a decorative tabas. That's not a decorative ring. V'lo bekuliar, don't go out with a band on her forehead. This is a thing that was not commonly worn, so it was considered carrying. V'lo bekovelis, with a spice container. A woman would, if she had bad body odor, would wear a spice container to cover up the smell. V'lo betzluchis shel paliaton, and not with a container of perfume in it. These are functional items. V'im yatza chayev echatas, even Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's other view, if you wear any of these items, this is real carrying. These are functional items you're carrying. It's an Isser Doraisa. On the last point, Chazal said, when it comes to those, the spice carrier and the perfume carrier, that's like jewelry. So Meikar Adin is permitted. However, Chazal still said, Pochi means there's an Isser Darabanan, because the concern is you may take it off, show a friend, and carry it for Amos. So it's an Isser Darabanan, not a Doraisa. Mishnah Dalet goes back to men. What deraisa can men not wear? So lo yetze ha'ish, lo besa'if, v'lo bekeshes. A man is not permitted to go. Now we're talking about items for war that were either carried, they weren't worn, they're not wearing clothing. So whether they were carried in the hand, or even if it was carried on the body in the normal way of carrying them, like the seif we said is a sword, if you had it in the sheath, that's also the normal way to carry it. That's also an iser deraisa, v'lo bekeshes, not a bow, v'lo betris, not a shield, v'lo ba'ala, not a club, v'lo beramach, not a spear, v'im yatza chayev chatas. If he goes out with any of these items, they're functional items, it would be an Isser Deraisa. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Omer Tachshiti Memlo. These are decorative items. This is a manly thing to do, to wear these items. They're Tachshitim. It's just like jewelry. It's not an Isser Deraisa. But Chachamim Omrim Einam Elala Gnai. They say, no, this is not a decorative item. This is a functional item. And literally, it's a disgraceful item. It's when you need it for war, you wear it. Otherwise, we wouldn't wear it. And then they bring a pasuk, a great proof from Yeshayahu, who says that in the future, we will turn our weapons, our metal weapons, into gardening tools. And the Chachamim are saying that if it were such a decorative item, in the future we would wear them even when we have no war. So at the time of Mashiach, there's not going to be war. Yeshayahu says we're not going to need these weapons anymore. If it were decorative like you, Rabbi Eliezer, we would still be wearing them even when we don't have war. Shenemar brings a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'ki tesu charvosam le'itim. They will turn their cherev into itim, gardening tools, v'chanusoseim, the mazmeiros, lo yisagoy al goy. There's going to be no more war. We're not going to need these military items. Continuing, biris. This is a garter to hold up stockings or socks. So it's stockings and socks can easily fall down. They didn't have what we have nowadays, elastic. So they used to have to put a garter around to hold up the socks. So first, before we get to the Shabbos issue, it says tahora, because it's only an accessory to clothing and not clothing itself. Clothing can become tameh. But if it's an accessory clothing, it is not tahor. It's not going to become tameh. V'yotim b'Shabbos, for purposes of Shilcha Shabbos, it's considered clothing. You can go out. It is serving the garter, serving our a woman's sock or her stockings, and that is considered clothing. Kevalim, however, if they have a chain, if there was a chain going from one garter to the other, from one leg to the other, and this was meant to ensure that the girls would not run so quickly, so kevalim tameim, that indeed can become tameh ve'ein yotim ve'en b'shabbos, and that is a functional item. You're not permitted to go out on Shabbos. Starting in Mishnah for the rest of the parak, we talk about items that are permitted to go out with on Shabbos. So Mishnah, yotza isha b'chutei se'ar, is permitted for a woman to go out with strings braided into her hair that was decorative, ben mishala, ben mishal chaverta, ben mishal behema. So it was permitted to go out. These are like hair extensions, and whether it's her hair or her friend's hair or animal hair, ubatotefis, a headband, uvesambutim, we saw this before, the headbangle, but here it's permitted, bisman shentfurim, because it's connected, it's tied in, it's sewn to her hat. There's no concern that with all of these items that we had concerns about before, as long as they're sewn into the hat, they are going to be permitted, no concern that she's going to carry it. Continuing, bakavul, that's the pad on the forehead, ubepeya nochris, and that's a wig, lechatzer, you're allowed to go out to the courtyard with that. Bimoch, if she has a moch shebozna, it's like a cotton, and she has some cloth in her ear to absorb discharge in her ear. Ubimoch shebasandala, she has an insert, also like a pad in her sandal for spacing or comfort or whatever, health issues. Ubimoch sheiskina linidaso, she has a pad because she is menstruating. Those would all be permitted to go out with on Shabbos. The pilpel, a peppercorn, they would put these into their mouths for bad breath. Uve gargir melach, and a clump of salt, they would use this for tooth disease. Uve chol davar she'etit en letoch pia, or anything else you would put into her mouth for those purposes, for bad breath or for tooth disease, that would be permitted to go out with on Shabbos. Uve ovad shelo siten lechatchila b'Shabbos, as long as you didn't put it into your mouth on Shabbos. In other words, if it were in your mouth from before Shabbos, then you could go out with it on Shabbos. V'im nafal, if it fell out, it was in your mouth from before Shabbos, and you were out in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it fell out of your mouth, lo tachzir, don't put it back in. How about false teeth, inserts, crowns, etc.? Shen tocheves, if somebody has a false tooth, v'shen shel zahav, or if you have a golden tooth, Rebbe says, not a problem going out with that on Shabbos. We're not concerned that somebody's going to take it out and show it to somebody. The Chachamim Osim, Chachamim say, we are concerned it's prohibited because somebody may remove it. It's very viewable that it's a false tooth or a golden tooth. They may be embarrassed. They may take it out and carry it for Amos Mishnevah. Yotzim Besela Sha'al Hatzinis, is permitted to go out with the coin that was tied on to Hatzinis, is a wound on the foot. It was tied on for health purposes, that's permitted. Habanot Ketanot Yotzot Bechutin Vafilu Bekismin Shebozneim, when the little girls had their ears pierced in order for the holes to not close, they used to go out with very chutin, various strings in their ears so that it would not close, and even certain small pieces of wood, for example, think a toothpick, inserted into the hole in the ear so it didn't close up. Aravios, these are Jewish women who lived in Arabia, so we're going to talk about their styles of dress. Yotzos Reulos, they would go out with their faces wrapped within a veil, so it was wrapped up to the face, not a problem, that's how they normally dress, they would veil their faces. Umadios Prufos, in Madai, another location, they would go out, and we're going to define what Porefis Prufos in the next Mishnah, but on a high level it means that in order to close their shawl, they didn't have the buttons that we have, so they basically had to make a button, and the way they would do it is they would take an item, a small item, and they would put it under one piece of fabric, and they would put it in the attach on the other side of the shawl in order to close it up. They'd have a hole, a small hole in it, and they'd stick from side A into side B with that item underneath it. They would stick it and create a button that way. So that's permitted to go out with that item, that functional item, but it's serving your clothing in order to close it up. It's not only in those locations of in Arabia and Madai, but other places as well that you can dress in these fashions. It's not a problem of carrying. Now, Mishnah Zayin continues and said, what does that mean, porefes, that you would use a small functional item in order, you put it in back of a piece of fabric, one side of the shawl, and you'd push that item through a hole in this other side of the shawl, and that would hold it as a clasp. So what can you use as that item? So porefes ala evin, Dalah goes for the Matbea. You can use that item. You can use it as a stone. You can use a nut. You can use a coin. But when it comes to the coin, you cannot use the coin the first time in Shabbos because it's muksa. If you've used that coin before in order to close up your garment, that's one thing. But don't take a coin you haven't used because it's muksa. Mishnah Ches is a little bit complicated. It's getting into if we have an amputee, and there are different ways, depending on the abilities of the person who is an amputee, we're talking about the legs in particular, their ability to walk or not walk. So we're going to have actually three different levels, three different items that they would use in order to help them get along. So Mishnah Ches, first category, Hakitea, Yotze Bekav Shelo, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is of the view, if you have an amputee, for example, missing the bottom part of the leg or both legs, can go out with the false foot, and that's not a problem because that's his shoe. You can go out with his shoes, so Akitea can go out with his prosthesis. Rabbi Yossi, Osa Rabbi Yossi is of the view as prohibited. That's not like his shoe. He's not using it to walk in it. He's simply covering up a defect. And accordingly, that is not a piece of clothing like a shoe that you can go out with it on Shabbos. Bim Yeshla Beis Kibo Kitutim. Now we have a comment about Tuma. I'm not talking about Shabbos. If that prosthesis, if that false foot indeed has more room than just for the foot to fit into, but it has room for padding. So it's going from being a shute klies, a simple piece of wood that would not be kabel tuma, into a kli. A kli is mekabel tuma. It's a kli because it can hold the padding. Accordingly, it can become tame. Indeed, it can be, if the person who is in it, who's using it, is tame, it can become tame as well. Now we're going to go to the second category of items to use people to move. We're talking about a person who can't use his feet. So he needs to crawl. He can't even have a prosthesis on. It doesn't help. Needs to crawl. So what he would do is would put knee pads on his knees and not the foot. And that's important because that now becomes a piece of clothing. It doesn't become a shoe. Or according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, it's not even a shoe. It's just covering up a defect. These are functional items on the knees. Samucho shelo. So a person who is an amputee, he has who needs knee pads in order to get around. Tamei midras, if he is tamei, there's a certain type of tuma when somebody leans on something that's meant to be leaned on or sat on, like a bed or a chair. So if he's tamei, like he's a zav or a yoledes, that can make the item that's made to be leaned on or sat on into tumas midras. So these knee pads are meant to be leaned on. So if the person is a zav or a yoledes, he or she will make it a tumas midras. And in addition, this is like clothing. We said it's knee pads. It's on the knees. V'yotzim behem b'Shabbos. You can go out on Shabbos. There's no problem carrying. And there's a halacha that you cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, with shoes. This person indeed, v'nichnasim behem b'azara, he shouldn't go into the azara. He can go into the azara with knee pads because they are not shoes, they are clothing. And now we get to the third category of necessities of somebody who is immobile. So kise v'samucho shelo. We're talking about the person who had two items. He had a chair that he used to, it was a mobile chair that he used to go around. Now we'd have wheelchairs. They didn't have wheelchairs. He'd have to push the chair along. In addition, he was wearing knee pads. So the knee pads weren't functional because he's moving with the chair. So in any case, when it comes to both the chair that he's sitting on and those knee pads, when it comes to tuma tmei and midras, they can both be tuma and midras because they are meant to be sat and leaned on. And continuing, ve'ein yotzim behem b'Shabbos, when it comes to the knee pads, he is not permitted to wear them on Shabbos because they may fall off and he may carry them. He's really using his mobile chair, not the pre-meat knee pads. Ve'ein nichnasim behem b'azara, and in this situation, because he has the mobile chair, he would not be permitted to go into the azara with his knee pads because they are now acting as his shoes. An kantmin, this is not related to the person who is an amputee. It's talking about somebody who's wearing a mask. A mask is tahorim. It's not a kli. It's not a vessel that becomes tame. So it is tahor ve'ein yotzim behem, and you cannot go out with it on Shabbos. It's not considered clothing, a mask. Accordingly, it would be a problem wearing it on Shabbos outside where there's no Erev. Mishnah Tas, if we have a young child that would miss his father, so in order to calm that child down, the father would give him one of his shoelaces and tie it onto his arm. Habanim yosim b'ksharim, the young children can go out with that lace tied around their arm to remember the father. It calms him down. Ubanim balachim b'zim. Zogim, and the more wealthy, literally the children of the kings, they are permitted to go out with these decorative bells that they tied into the clothing. They did not make any noise, either they had no item, they had no thing to make noise, or it was stuffed up or something, but they can go out with the bells on Shabbos, because it's decorative and it's sewed into the clothing. We're not concerned they're going to be carrying it for Chol Adam. It's not only talking about the young boys or the Menei Malachim going out with these ornamental bells, but for Chol Adam, everyone can go out. Ela Shedibro Chachami Ba'oved, but simply Chazal were mentioning when it was normal for these people to go out. It was normal for the Bnei Malachim to go out with these bells, but anyone would be permitted. Mishnah Yud Yotzim Bebeitzas Achargol, it would be permitted to go out wearing an egg of a grasshopper. They used to use this to take away earaches. Ubeshen Shual, or the shen, the tooth of a fox. So they used to believe that this would take away insomnia. Somebody was not able to sleep. Over masmer shel hatzaluv, it would be permitted, this according to the Tanna Kamma, to go out with the nail that was used in a gallows to hang somebody. They believe that that took away the swelling of a wound. And all three of these mishum refuah, because of the needs of refuah, healing, it would be permitted. Divrei Rabbi Meir, chachamim omrim, chachamim vehemently disagree. Af b'chol asr, not only on Shabbos is prohibited, but also during the week it's prohibited. Mishum darkei amori, because darkei amori is a chukas agoyim. This has no medical basis. It has no medical benefit. It's simply going in the non-Jewish ways, wearing these items, and accordingly there is an isur midoraisa to wear them even during the week, kasas chukas hagoyim.